the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside.
All right, welcome back for this bonus segment. We've had such a great time chatting with Matt that we actually, our conversation went into an area that we felt would be helpful to add on to another one of our series within the podcast. So Matt, if you can kind of share a little bit of what we were talking about in terms of what's exciting in the field when you see nonprofits working collaboratively.
So one of the things that we, in our work, we see a lot that we are excited about is when, how can not-for-profits work together? And because if you're, we get asked by a variety and a wide scope of different organizations, a lot of times there's a lot of crossover. And, you know, there's traditional reasons why those turf issues exist. Everybody, and it's by no means judging anyone's not doing a good job. But when we see, for example, three not-for-profits that are all working in the same area of the map, all trying to accomplish the same things of improving lives for children and families, when they can find ways to work together, we believe that there's economies of scale there. It shows true community. It shows innovation. And that excites investors because that makes, instead of us having to talk to three different organizations and track those, we might see a community effort to really work together to solve that problem. And I think that hasn't happened a lot. We're seeing it happen more and more. And that is a very exciting thing to investors.
Great. Thank you. That's really helpful for that tidbit. And this concludes officially the podcast series with Matt. Thanks again for joining us today.
The children are our future. Teach them well and let them.